الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون إنما يريد الشيطان أن يوقع بينكم العداوة والبغضاء في الخمر والميسر ويصدكم عن ذكر الله وعن الصلاة فهل أنتم منتهون صدق الله العظيم وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ومن قال لصاحبه تعال أقامرك فليتصدق رواه البخاري وعن سليمان بن بريدة رضي الله عنه أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال من لعب بالنرد شير فكأنما صبغ يده في لحم خنزير ودمه أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم رواه مسلم Respected ulama, ikram, elders and brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The advent of technology has brought along with it many forms of ease, benefit, and it has revolutionized the way we live our lives. However, like many other things, what can be a means of great construction and benefit can also be a means of great destruction. Great destruction and great ruin, it all depends on how we use it. Like a knife, a person on a hot day wants to have a beautiful sweet slice of watermelon. So he will slice that watermelon and he'll enjoy the watermelon. But that same knife, in an argument and by impulse, he draws it and he stabs someone innocently, that person dies. That became a means of ruin and a means of destruction. He killed an innocent person and he will have to languish in prison, or in an Islamic country, he will be killed in qisas. Today, one of the sharpest knives in the drawer of shaitan, or a weapon in the arsenal of shaitan, is the cell phone that is in the hands of almost every person, young and old. And this has brought along with it a series and a variety of addictions that were unheard of before. What is the definition of an addiction? Before we go into explaining certain addictions, and one in particular, what is the definition of an addiction? So the definition of an addiction is, it is a chronic relapsing brain disorder. I will explain just now. A chronic relapsing brain disorder that is defined by compulsive substance use or behavior despite the harmful consequences. And it is characterized by an intense urge for that substance or for that type of behavior. There's a change in the brain function of a person that he needs to be rewarded with that substance, or he needs to be rewarded with that behavior to gain some sense of self-control. Otherwise, he loses all sense of control. So this has been defined as a problem that affects the brain. Lifelong, chronic, relapsing, a person thinks for a moment that I'm in control, I'm okay now. And only to find out later on that these cravings and these urges start again, that draw him back into that substance or draw him back into that behavior. Now in the light of Quran and Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about certain substances that a person is addicted to. In the light of Quran and Majid, and also in the light of this definition, we understand that there are two types of addiction. One addiction is an addiction to a substance, and another addiction is an addiction to a type of behavior. Now, the advancement of technology, particularly the internet and the cell phone, has led to many, many behavioral addictions that has gripped people across the globe, not only non-Muslims, but Muslims alike. And unfortunately, it is ever on the increase. There's an explosion of addictions. You get what we call a gaming addiction. A person will sit with diapers, adult diapers, playing a game for hours and hours on end, not moving from the screen, because he or she is addicted. In about 2013 in Korea, husband and wife went to an internet cafe to play a game, a virtual reality game. In that game, they are raising a child. Their own real child was left at home, neglected for about 12 hours. The child died. A person was gaming. His mother started shouting at him, "Why are you playing? Why are you gaming?" He left the game. He killed his mother and he went back and he started continuing with the game. So there's a gaming addiction. There's a social media addiction. There's a phone addiction. I often say it is like a person is chained to the phone, which is linked to the web, and Shaitan is the puppet controller on the top. He is laughing maniacally as he is controlling the movements of people. He was working for very, very long. Fella threw him out. He said, "Andirini, give me respite." Allah Ta'ala said, "I give you respite." So he asked Allah for certain snares and traps. "Allah, I need to trap men so I can get to him in the masjid, out of the masjid. In Makkah and Medina, out of Makkah and Medina. In Ramadan, out of Ramadan. I need to reach him wherever he is. He can be flying in the air. He can be on the ground. Wherever he is, at work or at home, I need to reach him." So no madrasa and no school is safe from this technology and the evils that it comes with. And one of the severe evils is the addiction that it has brought along with it. So ulama say, why? Why? See, in the past, to do a lot of vice and wrong, the first thing that stopped a person was shame. Haya and shame. I will be seen in a certain place, doing a certain action. My car will be seen there, I might be inside, but people will know this is my vehicle. And so a person felt ashamed to even take that step towards these sins. They say this phone created anonymity. It gave the veil of the screen. Nobody knows who's on the other side. Not so easy to link and trace and to find out. Some ulama say a drug, if a person is taking a drug, it will show in his blood. Do a blood test. You're on drugs. It will show in his eyes. It becomes slim all of a sudden. Something is wrong here. You can see it. But these behavioral addictions, not so easy to pick out. So we are living in that age where we have to be very, very, very careful that we don't fall into this trap of Shaitan. Because like the definition says, it is a relapsing disorder and a person won't care of the harm that will come to him. Like one alim said, he had a friend, he was talking to the youth and the youngsters. He said, "This friend of mine, when he went into drugs, then he even sold his jockeys for drugs also." Qatada rahmatullah alayhi said, and he's talking about the addiction, and we want to speak today in particular of an addiction that is mentioned in Quran and Majid. Mentioned in Quran and Majid, but has come to light of recent times. Unfortunately, it wasn't highlighted to the degree and the extent that we would have expected it to be highlighted in the past, like how drugs were highlighted, or pornography was highlighted. This, for some reason, was spoken about, but not on the scale and the level that other addictions were spoken about, but it has gripped the ummah. And it is destroying the ummah. And that is what we term as qimar, maisir, gambling. The same factors that lead to behavioral addictions on the phone are the same factors that have led to gambling. the exponential level of gambling today, the amplified level, what we are talking about, they say 1 in 5 adults, 20%, 1 in 5 adults have gambled online. The screen as a mask. They say 1.1 trillion rand in the last year was spent in betting. 1.1 trillion rand. What's a trillion? It's a number with 12 zeros after it. That's a trillion. We won't see that money in our lifetime. Maybe our grandchildren also won't see that money. 1.1 trillion rand thrown into the gambling dens. And what is the shocking part is that in the last year, compared to the previous year, there has been a jump of 400 billion rand being spent in gambling. 400 billion rand. And the consequences are really serious. The consequences are very serious. They say a person will start gambling. When he is gambling, it's not only one problem in his life, and it's not only one person affected. His entire family is affected like a drug addict. His entire household, his children, his wife, everybody is affected, ruined, abused, verbally, physically, and sometimes end up on the streets. He loses his job. He becomes a serial thief. Many people have been caught for theft, tried also in the courts, imprisoned for stealing from their workplace and stealing and defrauding them stealthily. Why? To feed this habit. One person told me, he said, I will get my salary, for example, 25th, 26th, I'll get my salary. That same day, my salary is spent entirely in gambling. The same day. Entirely spent in gambling. And then what happens? He says, now I have to hustle for the whole month. And that's where I become a thief. And that's where I become a liar. And that's where I become a con man. People have stolen, run away, sold their entire household goods for a pittance. 5,000 rand, take everything and go. Just wants money. A media house, Independent Online, went into one of the famous gambling dens. They see an old woman, a gogo, dressed in her cultural garb, sitting on the slot machine and gambling away. That's her story. She says, this machine, in her words, is chowing my money. I came here in the morning. From the morning till 12:30. These are low income earners. From the morning till 12:30. I've gambled 3,000 rand. She turns the chair upside down. No one take my spot. She comes back. She brings another 2,000 rand. Turns the chair over. She says, now I'm going to win. She gambles another 2,000 rand. 5,000 rand in a day for a low income earner. Whole salary is gone. Because there is a whole system of grooming and this mentality that I will win now. They say there is one winner and one loser. The winner is the house and shaitan behind that. And the loser is the fool that goes and gambles. And unfortunately, together with him, his whole family loses. And Allah don't make it such. Khasirat dunya wal akhirah. He loses in this world and he loses in the akhirat also. 17% of gamblers, they attempt suicide. So there's been an explosion in our community when it comes to gambling. The Jamiatul Ulama KZN have recently taken out posters and have highlighted and have requested that this talk be done in many, many masajid. Why? Because they are seeing cases are coming where people are begging them, please help me. I am involved in this problem. I don't know how to come out. I don't know how to pay. I have been convicted of stealing. I don't know what to do. This is not something new, brothers. Allah Ta'ala says, Surah Ma'idah, verse 90, verse 91. I recited it. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. Who is Allah addressing? Allah didn't say, Ya ayyuhal nas. Like so many verses, Allah says, oh people, oh mankind. Allah is talking to you and I. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Royal loving address. Sometimes we don't understand. Parents will advise us, we think they are stopping us from having fun. Later on, when our minds open up, when we become wise, then we say, I thank my parents. If they never stopped me at that time, where would have I been now? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, brothers, with such love and compassion, Allah is addressing us. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O you who believe, innamal khamru wal maisiru wal ansabu wal azlamu rijsum min amali shaitan. Wine, intoxicants. Shaitan asked Allah, Allah, I need a trap. Allah gave him intoxicants. When he got intoxicants, he smiled. He became excited. This is something I can use. I can drop man with this. Innamal khamru, intoxicants. Wal maisiru, gambling. Wal ansabu, idols. Wal azlamu, and divining arrows. Few things to explain here. Ulama say, Allah Ta'ala brought vices, but Allah mentioned in the middle of it, Allah mentioned ansab, idols. Whether it is an idol or a tree, whatever people worship, a statue, altars. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this in the middle. Why did Allah mention these vices and idols? Allah wants to show you how evil these addictions are. Allah wants to show you how evil alcohol is, how evil drugs are, how evil gambling is. So that is one. Then Azlam. Azlam is also gambling. The Arabs, they would put money together, buy a camel. Now in the law of Islam, everybody put equal, they must get equal. They would say no. 10 people join, 10 arrows. Leave some arrows blank, take some arrows, write 1 share, 2 shares, 3 shares, put it in. Shake it up, write you take, oh, nothing for you. So he gave his money. This is what we call lottery. This is what we call lottery. You gave your money, you got nothing back. That is gambling. Where people are playing a game of chance that involves you contributing something monetarily and a chance of losing it. That is gambling. So they would shake it up. Oh, you get 5 shares. Half of it is for you. That is gambling. Today it has become so easy and we have been groomed to the point where we don't even realize we're gambling. A person goes, no, it is a fun place. What he is doing there is playing the claw machine. Do we know that is gambling? And this is grooming also. A person is putting a coin, a token, I will get 10 tokens maybe. Let's see if it sweeps it in. That is gambling. He is playing a machine and it's unwinding. Just now that phone or that device will fall and I'll win it. And he loses it. What is that? That is gambling. This is what we call grooming. Online gaming. They say there is something called loot boxes. Now I don't know about this. Person is playing a game. He has to pay a certain fee to unlock something, but that something is unknown. It might be something great, it might be something small, it is for the game. But this is grooming, he might get nothing also. That is grooming, it is grooming him to gamble. Say a person gambles firstly out of curiosity. Then it becomes an addiction. And then it becomes such a severe addiction, 96% of gamblers have an added disorder to the gambling disorder. It's a disorder. Their life is not in order. There's an added disorder. What? Anxiety disorder. He has a mood disorder. He has an impulsive disorder. He just acts on impulse. He just does things. He's eccentric. He does weird stuff. So he gains a disorder. Almost all people. Sometimes they become druggers. They start drugging. They're looking for an escape. And then he finds no escape. And then sometimes suicide becomes the escape. From where to where shaitan will take him. Then suicide becomes an escape. So he's looking for something harder. And he is not satisfied. Ulama say, one thing that has led to this. One is the ease. The word maisir comes from the word yusr. Easy. Easy money. get rich fast. People are unemployed, they want to get rich. You'll be shocked the amount of unemployed low-income earners, 41%, some odd. When they say the people that reach out for help, about 35% of these type of people, one-third of these people are gambling. And then you get aggressive advertising, the billboards, bet away. And Hollywood and Bollywood bets. Boldly advertising. I was just doing some research for my personal self. Why is it that drugs are banned, but alcohol is not? Blatantly the answer you get a blatant answer, because of financial benefit to the governments. Tax. Blatant. How many researchers you do? They tell you one thing, that this is tax. They're not concerned about your life. They're not concerned about your life. But the worst part is, we ourselves are not concerned about ourselves and the lives of our own children. What is happening? What is going on? Carry on. We're not concerned. So they're not concerned about you, brothers. COVID time, there was pressure. They cut out the alcohol. Just some reflection. Because they linked, direct link between alcohol and hospital. It was a direct link of harm. And they saw a difference, a huge difference. So there was a link between alcohol. There they just cut it out. But then they put it back. They say because of cultural impression. What's a cultural impression? People don't look at this as bad. No, it's fine. Our culture as Muslims is that what deen is, that is what we will do. It's a very easy equation. When a person becomes addicted, he will never taste the love of Allah. He'll never taste it. You become addicted to the world, you will never taste the love of Allah, and you can become addicted to these things, it will take you away from Allah. وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. Don't be like those that forgot Allah. Allah made them forget themselves who they are. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. What this gambling will do, what this alcohol will do and intoxicants, the thing is, it will take you away from Allah. You won't remember Allah. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ. You will leave out salah. You will leave out the dhikr and the remembrance of Allah. And then what happens, brothers? Your soul is starved. There will be absolute no happiness in your life. I like Hakim Saab's words in Urdu. And this applies more to sensual pleasures, but it also applies here. He says, Thori der ki lazzat aur hamesha wali zillat. Think about it. Thori der ki lazzat aur hamesha wali zillat. For that short time, a person is getting some excitement. It's a thrill. Going to win. Nobody wins, brothers. They have a system. Otherwise, they would have closed down. More of them are opening online. Offline, online. They would have closed down long time ago. They know how to dangle the carrot. When to feed you, when to hold back. Because you're going to come back with much more now. They'll give you a few wins in the beginning. Then it will start drying up. When they see that you are hooked, and now they got you, then you are finished. I know personally of people, finished themselves. One person spoke to me. He said, over a span of a few years, one average person, I gambled 1 million rand. Average man. I gambled 1 million rand. How much of good work could have been done with that money? How much of masjid? How much of umrah he could have done? How much of hajj? How much of sadaqah he could have done? وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَاةِ أَيُّوْقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءِ. The shaitan's plot and plan with drugs and with gambling. He'll put enmity in you and hatred in you. You're losing on the table. You're losing. So you're developing a hatred and malice for that person. It makes you a very aggressive, unsociable, irritable person. So you're going home, you're swearing and shouting and abusing at home. Because you need to take out your anger somewhere. You're miserable at work, you're not at ease. And then one person told me, look how shaitan corrupts the mind. Mine goes upside down. He said, eventually I was gambling to show them a point. I was gambling because I said, now I'm going to win all the money. How shaitan spins that head of a person? I'm gambling now, so I'm going to put them out of business. Thousands of people, brothers. And then the last part really grips my heart. Look at the love of Allah. Look at the love of Allah. What Allah is saying. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Allah says it's rijsum min amali shaitan. This is filth. This is worse than the filth that you leave in the toilet. It's filth. Allah coupled it with idols. Intoxicants, gambling, it's filth. And Allah says not just any filth, min amali shaitan, it is from shaitan. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Aren't you going to abstain and stop? Umar radiallahu anhu, when it came to khamar, he made a dua and he said, Allahumma bayyin lana bayanan shafiya. O Allah, give us a clear explanation with regards to khamar. One ayat was revealed. Umar radiallahu anhu was called. This is what Allah says. Allahumma bayyin lana bayanan shafiya. O Allah, give us a clear explanation on khamar. Another verse was revealed. وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ قُلْ فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا When it comes to wine and gambling, there is some benefit for some people. But remember that the harm and the sin is greater than the benefit. Umar radiallahu anhu said, Allahumma bayyin lana bayanan shafiya. Oh Allah, give us a clear explanation. This verse was revealed, Surah Ma'idah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأزلام والأنصاب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه stay away from it direct command فاجتنبوه stay away from it and this is Allah's mercy because when a person is gambling he got no tawakkul on Allah what did Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم say وارضى بما قسم الله لك تكن أغنى الناس there is no such thing as getting rich fast you want to be the richest person وَرْضَ مِمَا قَسَمَ اللَّهُ لَكَ Be happy and content with what Allah gave you. Be the richest man. You sleep with peace, brothers. You'll have a happy life with your wife. You might eat simple food. But the peace and happiness that you will have, the kings of the world won't have that happiness. Because Allah gave us deen. He will take you away, shaitan, from salah, where your sukoon is. From the dhikr of Allah, Allah bi dhikri lahi tatma'innu al-qulub. He will take you away. He'll make you miserable. You'll take your own life. He will ruin you, destroy you, your wife will leave you. Your children will grow up with hatred for you. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Allah is saying, are you going to abstain? When this ayat was revealed, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, انتهينا, انتهينا, oh my Rabb, now we stopped. Finish now. Khatam kahani, story is over, gone. We know we're going to do it. Allah give us tawfiq, brothers, if we are soaked in the sin. That we make this all the same proclamation in our heart. Intahayna. Oh Allah, I have stopped. I am done. I am over. I'm not going to do it. It takes courage. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi, one person said, Hazrat, I got this problem. I'm a habitual gambler. Hazrat Mawlana told him, the first and last thing that you need is himmat. Himmat-e marda, madad-e khuda. If you have courage, Allah will help you. But without courage, nobody can do anything. Said, with courage, the hadith says, whoever tells his friend, come let's gamble, he must give sadaqah, because inviting to a sin is a sin. Just inviting to a sin, that is a sin. Other hadith says, that person that plays these games of gambling with a dice, bin nar dashir, he plays it with a dice, he plays these games of gambling, فَكَأَنَّمَا صَبَغَ يَدَهُ فِي لَحْمِ خِنْزِيرٍ وَدَمِهِ How evil it is like he's dipping his hands in the meat and the blood of a swine. Who would want to do that? Playing that game, touching these games, and playing those games of chance, and gambling and going and saying, no, we're just doing it for fun. They say the rich go to gamble as a form of entertainment. Oh, we're just gonna, 5,000 rand in my pocket, I'll just... People are starving in Palestine and Sudan, don't we know about it? Ulama are saying even curtail our holidays and send some of the money over. How can a person go and throw money and throw himself into the fire? Whether it is online, 80% of people are gambling online on the phone. 80%, 80, are gambling online on the phone. Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullahi said, first thing you need courage. Then whenever you gamble, 100 rakats nafil salah. What? 100 rakats nafil salah, this is a punishment. And make sure you go and give a large amount of sadaqah, that I won't do this again. And then you see Allah's help. Dua, salah, dhikr, company, and I'll end off. ADT security. ADT security. What is this? A association. D dissociation. T time. And then you will be saved. That is your security and salvation. Associate with the pious. Be in the right places. Dissociation. Disassociate from the wrong friends and the wrong places. Don't even go near these places. They say in the past, if there was a bar on that side, my ustad told me they would walk across the road and walk past and then walk there if they needed to, because they had to avoid that place so that the nafrat and that hatred stays in the heart. So association, dissociation. And number three is watch our time. If a person feels I can't handle the smartphone, give it away. Give it to one's wife, you handle it for me. I'll use an ordinary small phone. That will be my sukoon and my peace. In that will be our security and our salvation. May Allah give you, give me, give all of us the tawfiq to stay away from all these addictions and evils. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, especially in the holiday time where that pull and that magnetic effect is even more. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.